Welcome to your show, Andy Breckman.
Hey, pal. Welcome. Welcome to our show.
Yeah. The show is called 7 Second Delay.
What kind of show is it? How would you describe the show?
I'd describe it as a radio stunt program.
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
I say, ask Ken. I say, I have a life. I can't be bothered. I'm not going to stand here just describing my show to you.
You know, it's really sad.
No.
This is the best show introduction we've ever done.
Because we're actually talking about the show.
Yeah, we actually said the name of the show. We kind of described it. I said your name.
Well, now we don't have to do another one for months and months and months.
Yeah, we covered all the bases.
We did. Well, right. We're pros. It's been 30 years.
The show's over now.
Hey, hey, hey.
What, what?
We have a 30th anniversary coming up.
That's right.
Sometime this year.
That's right that we do.
Now, what do you think of my idea for to celebrate?
I'm down.
Your game?
I'll do it.
Okay. I guess.
You know how I grew up, right?
I don't know what that means.
Well, I grew up in a naked house.
Yeah, you were a hippie.
Yeah.
Mom and dad were hippies.
Yeah. I was a red diaper baby. Parents were anarchists.
So you're game for anything.
Yeah.
This would be a first time for me, but I think it would be a wonderful way to celebrate and to mark the occasion.
Yeah, well, this fall is the 30th anniversary of 7 Second Delay.
So we'll rent out your little theater in the basement there. What's it called? The Monty Hall Theater.
It's called Monty Hall.
Yeah, Monty Hall. We'll invite listeners, some friends.
Yep.
And you and I will get on stage. We'll greet the crowd. We'll exchange a few pleasantries.
Yep.
And then you and I will have sex.
On stage.
On stage. We'll consummate our relationship.
After 30 years.
In public.
Finally getting ourselves out of the friend zone.
I hope we can still be friends afterwards.
It'll
be complicated.
It will. We might need therapy.
We should have a therapist there standing by.
Yeah. And if we can't do it, you know, if we can't do it with a live audience because of the virus, then we'll do it on Zoom. But either way.
We'll be able to do it. I'm getting vaccinated next week.
You should record it. You should record yourself getting vaccinated.
I'm sorry that you didn't make the list, buddy. You don't have an appointment.
I tried again today with Hudson County. I'm just gonna start. Yeah. I'm just gonna start applying through every county.
You got to just be persistent. My daughter Julie actually scored me my appointment.
Yeah.
I know you have a little bit of it's a little challenging for you on those websites because I know you cannot absolutely say truthfully that you are not a robot.
Well, that's one of many problems they have on those websites.
Yeah.
Because
I know you're not sure. You might be a sentient robot. I know you've always wondered.
Well, it's bizarre. It's really weird. Every time I encounter one of those things that says, I am not a robot, I just click yes. It's like I have no control of my clicky finger. It's just like,
well, I'm pretty sure you're not a robot, Kenny, because a robot would be better at programming than you are.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Take a look at the schedule.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, would a robot have put that schedule together?
No. And even listen to my morning show. That's not.
Believe me, exactly.
That's not robot radio.
A robot would have his act together.
Yeah.
Its act together.
Well,
we're funny. Damn, we're funny. And we're going to do it. We're going to have sex.
Yes. Protect it. It's going to be safe sex. Don't think we're.
Screw you.
Well.
Screw you.
We have a few details.
I'm going to say it's going to be safe sex to the last possible second.
Okay.
Hope you like surprises.
Love them. Love surprises. I think the 30th anniversary of 7 Second Delay, it depends how we judge it, because I think the very first 7 Second Delay was the end of August 91.
When was the first good one?
I don't know. I don't think I joined until September, October.
The first good one, I believe, was the spring of 99.
Oh, really? We did 8 years?
Entertaining one, yeah.
8 years just treading water, huh?
Wow, well, we wish we were treading water. We aspired to treading water.
Oh, we were sinking.
Yeah, even our Treading Water show didn't really hold up.
Oh, my God. We should do a Treading Water
show. We should do a Treading Water show. We should do a show in the pool.
Yeah.
Both of us treading.
Treading water the whole time.
Man, I got to write that down.
Yeah.
That is a great idea for a show. That's a first. They're stunt radio boys
yeah,
and girls.
There you go.
Treading water. Why are you treading? Why do the show while you're treading water? No reason. We don't know.
Well, it's great because we'll just be getting more and more tired. Treading water is hard. You tread water for a couple of minutes. It's really hard work.
Well, I treaded water. I've treaded water once for a minute and a half, and I was fine. So how hard can 60 minutes be?
Well, I once had to take a scuba diving test, and I think I had to tread water without hands for 5 minutes.
Oh, just kicking?
Yeah. But I'm not in very good shape anymore.
So. I'm better in the shallow end of the pool at treading water.
Yeah, I've seen you tread water. I know your idea of hey, we have a call.
No, not possible.
Hi, you're
Hello?
On the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia. Oh, I'm glad you called because I want to make a special point here. Nadia, you can't
Andy,
come to
Andy,
our big anniversary show.
Andy,
until
Nadia's
10:15.
Talking. Andy, not.
Yeah.
All right.
If you were a robot, you would go, hello, I am Andy, or I am Ken, welcome to 7 Seconds Away.
Well, sometimes...
And, like, one time when I was on YouTube watching something, somebody called me a robot.
You're not a robot, Nadia.
This is great stuff.
Hey, we should announce that Nadia has actually taken over the WFMU TikTok account.
So, and then, but like, one time...
I was so happy because one time it was like, I'm so happy it's inauguration day because it's inauguration day, right? Inauguration day, yeah, and then it's actually been my third president because I had Obama, democracy has triumphed, and then there's Biden.
So it's my third president.
Yeah, you heard it here.
Pretty
well,
cool, huh?
Well, thanks, Nadia.
Cool.
Nadia,
Ken,
I love...
Ken, do you still... Ken, I don't know how this works. Do you still need me on the show?
Yes, I do.
Am I still a part of the show?
You are. Nadia, I love the videos you've been putting up on the WFMU TikTok account. You can check out Nadia's videos at on TikTok at WFMU Radio. Thanks, Nadia. I'm getting a lot of car noise, so I'm gonna go now. But please call again.
Bye.
Bye.
That was our Washington correspondent. Apparently, there was some kind of inauguration ceremony.
Oh, my God. Is that what was going on?
I heard it from Nadia.
Jeez. Okay. I was wondering. I could tell something was happening.
Apparently, democracy has triumphed.
Earlier this morning. I mean, I knew today was a big day. I thought it was because it was the one-year anniversary of the first coronavirus case in the U.S.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. It's been 1 year.
Look at that. Less than a year later, baby, my vaccine. Now, how come you don't have a vaccine appointment?
I applied through New Jersey. I got put in the third group, Group 1C. I tried to apply through Hudson County. They said they're out of vaccine.
All right. You know what we're going to do next week on the air? We're going to get my daughter, Julie, who is like a savant at this stuff. She's managed to get appointments for my wife and for me, for others. And we're going to get her on the case, and we're going to get all our listeners on the case, and we are going to nail down an appointment for you.
Okay, good.
We're going to save Ken's life next week.
Thank you. Thank you. It needs saving. It really does.
And if you do get the virus this week and it kills you,
right.
I will see you in hell in a few years.
Yeah, and also we're going to have to go back and listen to all our past shows because I'm sure there's some provision in some show somewhere that something has to happen if I die.
If you die before me?
Yeah, and I know that when you die, you left something to WFMU.
I left a few bucks.
With conditions.
Yeah, there's some conditions, yeah. Don't get too excited.
I won't. I'm not.
So anyway, we have a but we have a different show tonight. We're not getting you an appointment.
Right. Tonight Andy's getting rich as a music publisher. I guess you've been inspired by Bob Dylan getting millions of dollars for his song catalog.
Stevie Nicks got $7,000 for her song catalog.
I think she got more than that.
I didn't read the whole article.
Neil Young. But, Neil Young sold 50% of his rights.
I guess there's some sort of incentive. There's some tax incentive to get it done now or something, right?
I think once they get that old, it makes sense for them to.
Well, why are they all? Why did they all rush at the end of last year?
Oh, good question.
I think they're scared of some kind of tax hike.
Well, tonight Andy is going to buy one listener's song catalog, the publishing rights.
I have $120 in my budget.
Is that regular U.S. dollars or is that?
That's U.S. currency. So here's what I'm offering. I guess we're looking for musicians that have written a bunch of songs but are no longer active, have moved on with their life. They've sobered up.
Yeah, otherwise you're going to need $120 in megabucks.
Yeah, it's not enough. Right. But if you have a bunch of songs that you wrote years ago, I'd be interested in buying your catalog from you. You'd finally see some money. Isn't your stepfather going to eat his words? Be surprised when you finally make some money out of your music. But I don't know much about this side of the business, and I don't know anything at all. But we have a mutual friend that does, don't we, Kenny?
Yes, we do. WFMU's own Irwin.
God bless him.
Is a music licensing expert.
Well, he can guide me. I need some consulting.
All right. So should we get him on the line right now?
Sure. I'd love to say hi to Irwin anytime.
Okay. Here we go. Calling Irwin.
Hello there.
Hi, Irwin. You're on the air.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, man. Hey, Irwin. Happy New
hi,
Year
Andy.
To you.
Irwin, just a word of warning. Andy will talk over you a lot. I'll do my best to coordinate.
No, I can't hear Andy. Is he talking?
Oh, yes, he's talking.
Why can't I hear him?
You can hear him now.
Andy.
It's, hey, pal.
Andy. It's,
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. You can hear me now.
Oh, Andy, it seems like only yesterday we were discussing Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina-scented exploding candles.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You sent me a little news clip.
I thought it was all hype, Andy.
Irwin is one of those friends, and I love these guys. You know, Jeremiah does this too. They find amusing little clippings and anecdotes in the news, and they share it with their friends. Do you do that, Ken?
Not so often.
No, I've never done that. But I do.
I do it a little bit.
I rely on Irwin for all my news. All I know about the world right now is Gwyneth Paltrow and her.
Yeah, stay away from those
candles.
Exploding goop candles.
It's all hype, right, Andy?
No, it's not hype at all. They really do smell like her vagina.
How do you know that?
Now that's a whole other show, Ken. That's a long, long story.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, you know what I was doing when you guys called?
Yes.
I was sitting here counting my money. Because that's what music publishers do every night.
Wow, how can I get a piece of that?
Well, that's why I'm on the phone with you, Andy.
Okay, so we're going to be. Who are we looking for, Irwin? And what can I offer them? And what, in fact, are they going to be offering me?
You want a talented songwriter who's very naive.
Okay, but it can't be someone who's currently active.
Right.
They won't sell their catalog.
Yeah, Irwin, Andy's only got $120, so I'm thinking that his best bet is somebody who wrote a bunch of songs decades ago and has given up all hope of ever seeing another dime from him.
Well, you know, when you buy a catalog, you don't want to buy a song. You want to buy a catalog, right?
I want to buy every... Here, tell me if this makes sense, Irwin. I want to buy every song they've written that they have recorded. I don't want to buy every song they've written, period, because that's just dozens and dozens of horrible songs. But every song they've written that has been recorded. Does that make sense?
Yes. Look, if you want to play the way the big boys play, and the big girls, of course, in publishing, what you do is you buy everything with the expectation that there's going to be a few hits in the catalog, and the rest is just dross, and you ignore it. So as long as the writer has a couple of potential hits,
well, every writer feels they have potential hits. Every right.
Well, you have to be the judge of that, Andy. You have to actually.
Oh, I see. They're
going
to. So we're going to ask listeners to call and play us
if you think something has hit potential. Does it have appeal? Now, you, Andy, have a greater sense of mainstream appeal than, let's say, I do or Ken does. I mean,
yeah.
Ken and I are terrible barometers of popular taste.
Well,
because
I don't hold my audience.
You on the other hand,
have perfect
musical taste.
Irwin, I've got a question. Andy is buying the publishing rights, but will the songwriter retain some kind of songwriting right?
Yes, the writer retains the writer's share.
Okay,
cool.
So if
the
song is a hit,
the writer
and I will both make money.
And of course, Andy is talking over me. Here I am trying to teach him about publishing, and he's interrupting me.
Why do I do that?
I blame it on Skype.
Yeah, I blame it on my out of control ego.
Do you want me to answer Ken's question?
No, I frankly couldn't care less.
No, you did. Well, you answered it.
Okay.
So if a song is a hit, I will make money from the publishing,
and
they will still make money as songwriters.
When the publisher buys someone's copyright, the writer retains the writer's share, which is usually 50%, but the publisher, in addition to having a 50% share in the revenue, controls it, owns it, calls all the shots.
Like I can say, hey, George W. Bush, you can't use this song at your campaign rally.
It's more what you want to do with it. How
okay,
you
or I can say, or
say
I can say, hey, Coca-Cola, you want to use this song in your new
in an advertisement for vagina-scented exploding candles. You can do that. Now, if the writer says, I don't want my song used for a commercial, you can go ahead and do it anyway. You're the publisher. You control it.
I love this. But I'm really, practically speaking, I have $120. So practically speaking, I'm not looking for anyone currently active or anyone that is hoping for an imminent breakthrough in his career. Am I right?
No, you're looking for someone who's desperate.
Desperate and washed up.
No, not
someone
necessarily.
Someone that's given up.
Young and desperate.
No, I don't. Young, really? I would say someone that's been burnt out and has given up years ago. And has moved on.
Or maybe it's somebody who just believes in you, Andy, and that when you assemble that Korean boy band to record their songs, it's going to be a huge international hit. And they're going to get 50% of the royalties.
Well, the Korean boys I know are actually, I'm not allowed within 100 yards of them at the moment.
Well, then
the 9 Korean boys in my life were sort of going through some legal problems.
So then you get you assemble a new Korean.
That's what I'll do.
Yeah, a new Korean boy band. I know what happened with your old Korean boy band.
I'll fix the van. And get a bunch of new Korean boys.
Fix the van. All you need is some curtains. Jesus.
Oh yeah, curtains. Yeah, they're
curtains
really
in the van.
They're really soundproof. That's a great idea, Ken.
Well, nobody'd be able to film the van. What goes on inside the? Just
Ken,
assemble.
It's all about soundproof.
Just assemble a new boy band.
Can do. Okay.
All right. So I think we're set. And Irwin, Andy's going to sample a bunch of song catalogs, I hope, for the next half hour. And then maybe you'll join us at the end of the program.
So wait, Irwin, will you write up a some sort of legal document, just a letter to seal this deal? If I
like a deal memo.
A letter of intent. Yeah.
After
yeah.
The show,
a deal memo. You would write that up and then. And then whoever uh, whoever I go into business with would sign it, would have to notarize it? Is that how it would work?
Yeah, but Andy, I don't know that you want to rush into this for one reason. What if you end up buying a catalog and the person is a plagiarist and they've stolen all their melodies from someone else? You're going to want to have indemnifications in that agreement to make
sure. Just write, add that in. Just write a line that I'm not responsible.
I thought you loved plagiarism.
No, I've actually changed my opinion on plagiarism. Okay. I've evolved. My opinion on plagiarism has evolved.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So, Irwin, just indemnify me. Add a line in there.
Absolutely. It's boilerplate, Andy. I've got it all. Don't worry.
A boilerplate. My favorite word.
You're going to call me back.
Yeah.
So whoever I go into business with, we will send them an email. They'll sign it. Do they have to notarize it, Irwin?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay, they'll sign it. They'll get it back to me. I'll send them $120. I will own the publishing rights to their catalog. And if I have the time, if I have the energy, I will try to market it. I'll try to place their songs.
Publishers have obligations too, Andy.
Oh, No. You've got to make it clear in the deal memo that there's no obligations on me. At all.
Andy, you know what you want to do?
Very clear.
You want to buy and not do anything with it. That's called sitting on your ass cap.
If I happen to meet in the course of my life Ann Margaret, and it comes up in conversation, I will mention a couple of these songs.
Look, Andy, if you're involved with more television shows in the future, you can do placement. If you control these songs, maybe you can slip them into a show.
Yeah, that's a pretty big maybe. But maybe. I think the Ann Margaret scenario is a lot more likely.
Wow, way to update your female references, Andy. Ann Margaret. That's like from 1965.
Yeah, I agree.
That's great. It's a 2-year update from Joey Heatherton.
Oh, I forgot about Joey Heatherton. Yeah, I'll talk to her.
Okay. Maybe you could make a Joey Heatherton hologram and, of a young Joey Heatherton and market the song that way. No more boy band problems.
Wow, that would be great. Young Joey Heatherton will sing your songs. All I need is one of them holograms.
Yeah, well, your son can make one of them.
Or I could do another show and offer $120 for a Joey Heatherton hologram.
Yeah, great. All right, we need to get underway. Thanks, Irwin.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon.
I get one of them Joey Heatherton holograms. I sent Beth on a 3-week vacation.
Is 3 weeks enough?
Hold on. You're right. Five-week vacation.
Okay, she is a hologram. And I know you're getting on in the years. You need some time to renew. Hey, we have some people with song catalogs. Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a song catalog? Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a song catalog that Andy can buy?
Yeah, hi. I have one song I'm willing to sell to Andy.
For $120? Obviously you've written many more songs.
I have one I think might appeal to you.
Yeah, but you're selling me the dregs of your catalog.
Well, you
I
haven't
want your,
heard the
I want
song
your hit
yet. Would
song.
You like to hear the song, Andy?
Sure.
Play us a little bit of the song.
Okay, it goes, "Oh, Andy, you made me..."
Okay. That was not real.
No. How's this show going, buddy?
It's going great. The phone number is 201-209-9368. If you have
Hold on. Let me write that down.
It's the same. Same as it's always been.
201-209-9368.
Yes.
I hope we get a better response for our big sex show.
Oh, we will. Oh, people.
I'd hate to do it for just one or two listeners.
No, people are already very excited about that.
I think it's going to be great. It's what people have been wanting for 30 years, but didn't even know they wanted it.
Right. I mean, we've been together for 30 years, and
look, the sexual tension on this show is so strong, and it's been that way from the beginning.
Well, not since the beginning, but I'd say since 2002.
Yeah, since 2002.
It's been growing since then.
This will be a hologram-free sex show.
Right.
This is the real deal, boys and girls.
That's how we're going to consummate our 30th anniversary here on 7 Seconds. Like, hey, we got a call. Hi, you're on the air.
You don't want to be sitting in the front row without some kind of raincoat.
Well,
it'll
umbrella.
Be like Gallagher.
An
it'll
umbrella.
Be like a Gallagher show.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a song catalog to sell?
Yep.
Now, you were a songwriter, but you've since given it up. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've given it all up.
So. What was the name of the band?
The Blistering Blues Broadcast.
I love the name of the band. And when was the last time the band was together?
Oh, maybe 2007, maybe?
Perfect. This is exactly what I was hoping for. And you have a catalog of songs that you played and recorded with this band.
Yeah, we played one concert. It was on a ferry. And the night before, it was Steven Seagal played. So that's the closest we got to getting anywhere.
Oh, really? You played the ferry the night after Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
Wow.
Little ferry.
So you were on the same stage that Steven mm-hmm. Seagal occupied?
Only like 24 hours later.
24 hours later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, are
and
you,
even
are
with
you
that
in,
kind of momentum behind you, the band could never score.
Are
huh?
you
I'm
in
sorry.
Ireland or Scotland?
Well, I'm in New Jersey, but this was in Scotland.
Okay, good. So you're in New Jersey. So, yeah, we're not going to have any international law problems. And what's your name?
David.
David, okay.
And David, will you play us a – can we find a sample of your work online, or can you play it to us over the phone?
Yeah, either way.
Wait, Ken, can you find it?
Yeah, if he can direct me to it.
Yeah, I put a link on the comments board.
So you'll see a little money. Won't your girlfriend be shocked to hear that you've made some money with your music?
I don't think she'll believe it, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, are you David? D-A-Y-F-F-I-D?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. How would you describe the band and your music?
Oh, Scottish funk, maybe?
Sounds fantastic.
That'd be perfect for a Joey Heatherton hologram, Andy.
What song should Ken look for here?
Oh, I found it.
Well, okay, so you've got a sort of country song. You've got some soul, some funk. I'd go for number two, I think.
Senorita Duke?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I can't wait.
How come I'm not hearing it? Oh.
It's not really recorded very well.
I can't believe how beautiful you look, and the taste of the food that we cook. So good, I want to lick my face. I realized I was on a date. It was totally a killing mood.
Wow, a real Brian Ferry vibe going on there. I like it.
I would be honored. I would be honored to represent that song in your catalog. That would be. Can you imagine, Ken, a young Anne Margaret singing that song?
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
Oh wait, so we're back to Anne Margaret now. Not Joey Heatherton.
Don't make me choose, Ken.
Okay.
And then,
hey, if they're
so
holograms,
how many songs would you say you've written, David?
Quite a few, but there's five on there. Those are the ones that we recorded in that as a Blistering Blues Broadcast.
Well, I would be interested in buying the publishing rights to the entire catalog, and I'd be honored to have them just sit and going dormant.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, let's be realistic. I'm not in the business.
That's what holograms are for.
I can't, but I don't want to promise this guy that I'm going to be actively.
But next week we do the hologram show.
You got romantic
punches. No, Ken, I don't want this guy to get his hopes up. He's going to tell his stepfather that he's not a loser and he sold his music. I don't want to misrepresent.
Oh, come on, Andy. You have all sorts of connections. You're friends with Lorne Michaels.
No, I'm not friends with anyone.
Seth Green and John Lovitz. And
the closest I've come to having a friend is you. And frankly, you just annoy the hell out of me every week.
Well, okay, so you're interested in the song catalog of the Blistering?
As long as David knows that I won't be actively pursuing, selling it, but I'd be proud to own it nonetheless. And right. I guess on some free chance,
money for it, though, right?
Yeah, it's $120.
David,
cash money.
Actually, yeah, I lost my job, so it would really mean a lot.
David,
there it is.
Well, David, what Andy means is that he's not going to be pursuing it with any living human Americans.
Yeah.
But he might be pursuing it. He might be pursuing it with foreign nationals.
Look, there's always this weird chance that someone will hear the song. David, you'll be at some party. You'll pick up a guitar. You'll strum a few verses. Somebody at the party. Has some connection, owns a recording label, and then you and I are catapulted into the big time together. That's, buying a lottery ticket, getting hit by lightning is probably more likely, but if you accept those terms, I would be honored. That would be fantastic. I'd be honored to share publishing.
Well, Andy, would you like to sample some other music catalogs? Well,
sure. I don't see how we're going to do better than this guy, but let's try it.
Well, David, can you... David, we want to sample a few other music catalogs, and then in about 15, 20 minutes, could you call back if Andy chooses...
Reneging?
No, we're not reneging. It's just Andy wants to sample a couple. We have 25 minutes to fill on the show. That's the main thing. So we want to sample some more catalogs, and then I think there's a fair to excellent chance that Andy's going to go with your catalog. But we'll need you to call back.
One thing, I like the Korean boy band more than the hologram.
Okay. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I feel like that could actually go somewhere.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to have these little fantasies, isn't it? Now, David, what in a perfect world, what kind of job would you be looking for? Would you be getting?
What kind of job?
Yeah. What would you? What kind of job are you? What kind of job are you not? Are you between now?
Andy, can you stop talking over him now?
It's really hard for me to stop talking once I'm rolling.
Yeah. Your turn to talk, David.
Maybe some. How about television?
Oh, I love television. Great choice. Yeah. Television's fantastic. Excellent, excellent choice.
Well, they break a lot, so.
Yes. Yes, that's true. That's true. That's the one downside to television.
Yeah.
That breaks sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
But you got that great Craig Kilborn accent, David.
Who's that?
He was a Scottish TV host.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of thing I was hoping to get into.
Okay, David, thank you. We're going to sample a few more catalogs, and then I'm sure Andy's going to go with you, and then you call us
back.
Well,
you can't say that, but so far I did fall in love with the first musician I met tonight.
No, because, David, your song had notes, it had rhythm, it had melody. Andy loves all those things.
Yeah, it's about a man who loves a woman, and he says, "You're not to everybody's taste, but you are to mine."
Perfect. Who couldn't relate to that? Who couldn't relate to that sentiment?
It's an updated version of an old Maddox Brothers and Rose tune called Ugly and Slouchy.
Well, I've never heard that.
Ugly and Slouchy, that's the way I like them.
I'll look up.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, David.
I'm Margaret.
Talk to you soon. Well, that's good. Now we have a catalog that we know you're interested in.
That's kind of exciting to
me. So let's...
I would love to be in business with this guy. As long as there's no strings attached, as long as I'm not liable, as long as there's no potential legal exposure of any kind.
Well, that's for Irwin to decide when he writes.
Yeah, it's for my legal rep, Irwin.
Yeah, when he writes up the letter of intent. Hi, you're on the air. Have you got a music catalog for Andy to buy?
Hey, fellas. Yes, I do.
And what's your name?
This is Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Pete. So you were a musician for a while. You were writing songs for a while, but you're no longer active. Is that true?
Yeah, I would say it's fair to say I've dedicated my life to the arts, yes.
You've dedicated your life, but you're no longer writing songs, or you're still writing songs?
This is more of a song. I'm trying to be sort of more contemporary or topical in my songwriting. So I have a particular song in mind that I thought.
So you're not offering an entire catalog. You're offering one specific song.
Oh, I've written plenty of other songs, but
around how many would you say?
Oh, jeez, perhaps 50.
Oh, well, then he's got to be good. You've got to be good if you write 50 songs.
I mean,
maybe the first couple, maybe the first dozen aren't great, but my God, after you write 12 songs, you've got to be good. How could you not be?
How many songs do you think you've written? Andy, it's got to be up there.
Well, it's a good question. No, not as many as you, actually. Just I wrote maybe 20, 25 songs. I did record a couple of live albums, but I hit a wall and I pivoted. In my career, if I have any strength at all in my life, it's I know when to give up and to try something else.
I love all aspects of your career, and you're a massive inspiration to me. So
buddy, if you were here and there was no such thing as a virus, I'd give you a big hug, or I'd have some.
Yeah, that was when I met Andy. He was performing at the Arc, a club in Ann Arbor, and it was great. You were a great performer.
Well, I can't remember if I ever became a household name. I don't think I did.
No, there was a brief moment.
I should have changed my name to Fawcett, to Andy Fawcett, and then I could honestly claim to have been a household name.
It's $1 million idea.
The Stooges were in Ann Arbor, Andy. Did you ever hang out with those guys?
Wait, I'm sorry, with who in Ann Arbor?
The Stooges.
I can't recall. Let me check the list of cool people I've met in my life. Let me check.
It'd be under S.
I understand, Ken. I know how to alphabetize. Hold on.
Might be under P for Pop.
Stooges. No, never.
Might be
never
under I. Check under I for Iggy.
Oh, that Iggy Pop's band?
Yeah.
No, that never happened.
No?
No, that never happened.
Can you check again?
No,
oh my,
never have.
All right, Pete, can you play us or direct us to a sampling of your?
I would love for you to listen to my song and give it a.
Yeah, let's hear. Let's hear what you're offering. What's the name of the song?
The song is called "The Theme from COVID-19," and it, if you search Pete Naza with it, PETENAZA.
Okay.
It couldn't be more topical. You know, now that the vaccine is being distributed, do you think the song is still relevant?
It could use another verse.
I guess it's relevant for at least a couple of more weeks.
Here we go. Theme from COVID-19.
Here.
Nice change. Nice change, Pete.
I love it.
COVID-19, it's a global crisis. COVID-19, it's way worse than ISIS. COVID-19, it's a global crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What was that second line? It's even worse than ISIS?
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. Great. I love it. It has something for everyone in it.
That's one of 50 songs, Andy.
No, but he's only offering this one song.
Oh, one song, okay.
So that is a factor. I have to factor that in.
Theme from...
I would have it. I would go halfsies with a Scottish guy.
Well, maybe. It is tempting. My Scottish friend is offering an entire catalog. But I do appreciate the offer, and it really is a great song. I mean, now the song's in my head forever, and for that I will never
forgive you. COVID-19, it's a global crisis.
Yeah, that's it.
COVID-19, it's even worse than ISIS.
See how catchy?
And then,
very catchy.
Can I sing the next part? I know that you know what I mean. It's COVID-19.
Damn you. How am I supposed to get that out of my head? Damn you to hell.
All right, Pete, we're going to sample a few more music catalogs, and then if Andy goes with yours, we're going to ask you to call back in, okay?
Hell yeah.
All right.
It's a hit song.
Thanks,
it's a great
Pete.
Song. And, Ken, it also makes you think.
It does. He had very pretty chord changes that he has.
Yeah, and but he is only offering one tune, and...
But it's a timeless. It's a timeless song.
It is not a timeless song.
It speaks to the human condition.
No. Because as of next week, I believe as of Tuesday at 12:30, I'm getting vaccinated, and then I won't. And then the crisis is over.
Yeah, unless hair starts growing on your tongue after you get vaccinated.
That won't bother me.
Really?
Yeah, I can see the negative side to that, but there's also some positive sides to that.
What's the positive?
Well, that's between me and my wife.
A furry tongue. Okay.
Furry tongue. Oh, baby. You know what?
What?
On our big anniversary show, you're going to love the furry tongue. You're going to change your tune pretty quick about the furry tongue.
I mean, it really depends. There's different kinds of fur. There's long, silky, smooth fur. There's bristly, stubby fur.
I'm going to surprise you.
Yeah, okay. If you have a song catalog that you would like to sell Andy, Andy's in the market. He has $120 to spend. Please give us a call at 201-209-9368. Right now it's between David, the Blistering Blues Broadcast, five songs.
The Blistering Blues
and
Broadcast.
Pete.
Wait, but he has more than five songs.
But I think he was offering, I think he was saying that he recorded five. You can work
and that
out
would
with
be,
him.
Well, I think he offered his entire catalog.
Okay.
But here's an interesting thing. I do have a music publishing company. It's a BMI company. I should have asked Irwin.
What's the name of it?
Will I just fold these new songs into my existing publishing company?
Oh, hell yeah, baby. That's how you build an empire. What's the name of your publishing company?
Andy Breckman Music.
Really?
I just didn't even put any thought into
Andy Breckman Music.
Well, first off, I was surprised it wasn't taken. I was so excited.
Yeah, because Breckman is such a common
name. I had no thought at all into it. In hindsight, I could have come up with a much better name.
Yeah. So give us a call, 201.
I hate all the names of all my projects. I don't like 7-second delay. Where did that come from?
You chose that.
It's from a Donald Fagen song.
Really?
Yeah, it's from Nightfly.
You're kidding me, really?
No, yeah, it's referenced in the song Nightfly.
Yeah, I didn't like the name 7-second delay either, but that you chose it before I even joined the show. I came to the show late. I came to the show.
No, I was coming up with a different name every week, and how did this become? How did we locked in on this one?
I don't remember you coming up with a different name every week.
I must have been, because this is not a name I ever liked.
Well, I never liked this name.
Well, it's too late to change it now.
Yes, it is. We've changed it a few times. Do you recall what we changed the name of the show to a couple of times?
I know it was briefly the Furry Tongue Corner.
Yeah, there was that. And then there was the Happiness Hut. Remember the Happiness Hut?
That's a much better name.
We called it the Happiness Hut for several months.
That's a much better name.
Hey, there's another song catalog for sale. Hi, you're on the air. Have you got a catalog to sell, Andy?
Absolutely.
What's your name?
A bunch of Matt.
Go ahead.
Now, are you a frustrated singer songwriter? Yeah, you've
very
given
frustrated.
Up.
A bunch of stuff I couldn't use when I recorded it in college on my home computer.
Perfect. This is perfect. And you've given up. You've moved on with your life.
Yeah, I've given up.
You've sobered up. You've grown up, and you've moved on.
Yeah, I'm 40 years old now. I got nothing to lose.
That's right. $120 would be a gift from heaven. It would be icing on the cake.
I'll donate it right back to FMU.
Oh, then forget it. You're not eligible, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Matt, can we sample your song somewhere online?
Yeah, I put a link on the chat board. It's mostly instrumental stuff, but this one has some singing in it, but it contains the F word a few minutes in. But
okay, and how do I find? Give me a search term.
It's a whole new world. Biden's in office. YouTube. We can curse all we want. The rules no longer apply.
Okay, great.
Oh yeah, they apply.
Well, tell me about your musical career. So you were in college.
Yeah, I basically tried to shop around just some stuff I made on like software freeware programs when I was. I basically just did it as a hobby, and I tried to shop it around, and nobody would buy it. I tried to shop
but for,
around, like,
for a brief moment, it was your dream, it was your fantasy to have a career as a songwriter?
No, I never really aspired to that. I just was trying to make some money while I was in college.
Okay, so Matt, I have your song up. We can't announce the name of it. It's GTFO.
Yeah.
And are you sure it's okay to play it for the first minute or so without curses?
Yeah, for the first minute. It's just instrumental for the first minute, I think.
Okay, are you ready, Andy?
Yeah, but you and I can curse while we listen, right, Ken?
Not on the air, no.
Oh, I see how it works. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Oh, this is perfect for holograms. It's like Gary Numan.
Yeah, that's how you see the big influence.
Okay, Andy, we have to bail out before the cursing starts, but I think that's perfect for
it's pretty great. I love it. I know, Ken, you love it. I'm just afraid Anne Margaret might not respond to it.
No, but we're using a hologram of her. We're not using the real
answer. Ah, true. She'll respond to whatever the hell we tell her to respond to.
Well, the hologram will, yeah.
Okay, and how many tunes like this do you have in your catalog?
Oh, God, I don't know. Probably dozens.
I can just imagine you in your dorm room. And was your roommate into it, or did your roommate
not?
No, I
lived with my parents at the time. Yeah,
you were living with your folks. Those were the days, weren't they? Great days. Well, look, even if you don't get chosen, you've gotten your song played on the radio.
That's right. That's all I was going for.
Yeah, you can go to YouTube and search for GTFO.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing that.
All right, thanks, Matt. We're going to deliberate now, and then if Andy's going with you with your catalog, we'll ask you on the air to call back.
Yeah, we have 8 minutes left. We should get...
Thanks, Matt. All right, Andy, which one are you going to go with? You're going to go with the Blistering Blues broadcast with Pete, with theme from COVID-19, or Matt right there with GTFO?
Okay, so I do defer to you and your taste. You are much more in tune with the zeitgeist.
Well, you wanted to call Irwin and get his opinion, too?
I guess I'd like to call Irwin as well. I respect you guys. My taste is pretty old school.
What are you talking about? You like?
Well, you can, you know, some people call me old fashioned, but I only like things that are old fashioned.
Yeah. Hi, Irwin, you're on the air again.
Wow, I've been researching Andy Breckman Music Co.
Yeah, that's right. That's the name. Yeah, so, I've not made a lot of money on that.
Irwin, what do you think of those three catalogs? Which one do you think is the most marketable?
Andy's the one who's paying for it. I would not use my judgment to tell him which one he should buy.
Well, I personally, look, there's a couple of arguments for the first guy. What was his name? David? Was that his
name?
Yeah,
David. Yep.
Was that the COVID song?
No.
No, no. It was it was the more melodic.
The Blistering Blues Broadcast. He was the guy with the wonderful Scottish accent.
Right, and, his songs are in English,
he's
right?
He's offering me his entire catalog, Irwin. I think it was more commercial. I think his material was more commercial. Not that I'm going to move on it, but...
Well, you're going to move on it.
Well, I don't even want to joke about it. I don't want him to... I don't want, number one, to be legally obligated.
You
to
better move on it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Andy, I think you've made up your mind.
Well,
Yeah, you've made up.
What would your advice, Ken, be? What would your advice be?
I think for you buying the catalog, yeah, I think you should go with David's Blistering Blues Broadcast. If I was buying a catalog, I would probably go with Matt and GTFO. But you're the one buying the catalog. You're the one who's going to assemble the Korean boy band. You're the one who's going to commission the hologram creation.
Now, which of these three guys is least likely to show up at my door demanding to know why I haven't done anything with this catalog?
Well, I don't think you're under any legal obligation to do anything with it.
Yeah, but these guys still, I just don't want to have
David's just down on his luck. He just wants $120.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. But do you think he'll hit me up for more, like in a couple of
months? Hey, man, we're out of time. We need David to call back.
All right, fine. I'll go with David. Let's, Irwin, can you stay on the phone?
I'm right here.
David, give us a call back. Is this David?
Yeah, but
that's not David. That's not David. Okay, David, the lines are clear now. Give us a call back at 201-209-9368. David, you're on the air.
Hello?
Is this David?
No. I was calling about an additional catalog.
Oh, sorry. No, we're looking for David of the Blistering Blues Broadcast. Perhaps you've heard of him. He's going to be very famous.
He's moved on. Wait, so if he doesn't call in the next 60 seconds, I have to pick.
Hello.
Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, David. Thanks for calling back. David, I would be honored to partner with you in your song catalog. If you would accept my offer of $120 for your entire catalog.
$120?
How many songs are we talking about, David?
Five
songs?
And then maybe we could say $25 for every additional song you want after that?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. No, this is going to end...
$120.
$120 for the five songs. Okay, I'll accept your terms. $120 for the five song. That's what does that work out to, Ken? $45 a song. Is that right?
$24 a song.
$24. Yeah, that's it.
A little bit closer to making all our money back that we spent on making this.
Yeah, you're a little closer. And Irwin is going to, if you give us your contact information, Irwin will draft a letter that you'd have to agree to.
David, can you email me so I get your email address? My email address is ken@wfmu.org.
David, just so you know, there will be a morals clause in this agreement.
What does that mean?
Well, that means you can't show any kind of morality or any kind of ethical behavior, or else it would nullify the agreement.
No problem.
Yeah.
So, David, did you get that? You're going to email me so I have your contact info?
Yes.
All right. Anything else that we need to work out regarding this contract?
Well, you'll just have to agree to whatever terms Irwin comes up with, and you will see $120 from me, and we'll never meet or talk again. It's
and
a
David
perfect,
will be
perfect arrangement.
On your heirs, successors, and assigns in perpetuity.
Yes, my children will inherit this. My children and their children.
Yeah, but
will
David
inherit this.
But no, David, there's
versions, David. Ever.
What?
What's that, Irwin?
No reversions. You will never get your music back.
Right, but
and
yeah, but David,
but you'll,
there's
but you'll
no
have half of the rights. I mean, you'll still earn songwriting.
Money, right?
Yeah.
You will retain the writer's share.
How much money?
And there's nothing saying that David can't go by Andy's house from time to time just to remind him.
You can buy it back from Andy at a future date.
No, that's not going to happen.
It's never going to happen.
But you could take the $120, convert it all into nickels and dimes, throw it all on a bed, and roll around in the money naked. In a pile of nickels and dimes, a pile of coins. Right. That's what you're being offered.
Yeah, I guess he could do that. Okay.
Okay, okay, partner.
Hey, David, thanks a lot.
Yeah, just send the contact information and we'll take care of it. Hey, that's it. I'm in
Thank
the publishing
you,
business.
Thank you, Irwin.
Well,
thanks,
Irwin.
I have
deal.
A publishing empire. Okay?
Yeah, Andy Breckman Music Co. Yeah. Damn.
It's not just my music. It's also me and it's also David's catalog.
That's right. And next week we design the hologram.
No, next week we're going to get you vaccinated. We're going to get our listeners to work on it. We're going to make an appointment for you.
And design a hologram. Both.
No, we're going to save your life.
Okay.
That's all we're going to do next week is save little Kenny's life.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Ken, don't make me do my sex show next year alone.
Oh, I won't. I won't. Don't you worry about that.
I need you with me. I'll look like an idiot up there alone.
I have a stand-in in case anything happens.
No.
Why? If something happens to me, the show must go on. Hey, we're out of time, Andy. Thanks.
All right, Kenny. I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye. This is WFMU East Orange. WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for all your help and the newsletter. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A. We'll be right back.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain. Shake this jelly to bed to the midnight boogie.
Yes, yes.
And to the midnight boogie.
Yes, yes.
The midnight boogie, the boogie with the Melrose swing. You shake it over here, you shake it over there, or anywhere you shake it, we sure don't care. To the midnight boogie.
Yes, yes.
And to the midnight boogie.
Yes, yes.
She had the German flu. To the midnight boogie.
Yes, yes.
The midnight boogie.
Yes, yes.
The midnight boogie. The boogie with a mellow swing.
Yes, yes.